And now, you're tuned into Tampa Bay's RBLR Sports.
Hi, hello, how are ya? My name is Liz. This is Tom DePinto, my co-host, and this is RBLR Sun. To our new listeners, thank you so much for joining us. To anyone returning, welcome back. Thank you so much. Make sure that you like, subscribe, so you never miss a single Sun FC update, because there's a lot going on. We just had a game. But first off, Tom, how are you today?
I'm doing wonderful, Liz. It feels good to be doing the show and talking about a real game finally. And looking forward to another real game. We're finally in the season. The dark hours are over.
Yes. we have things to talk about. We can critique the team.
Yeah. I'm not saying they need it, but opening weekend for everybody. So
it's a first game.
It very much was.
It sure is. So, quick rundown. We had our first game, which was very cool. There were some cool things about the stadium. There were some not so cool things about the stadium. We have a couple of signings, and then we're going to talk about DC. Playing DC when this comes out, like, the day of. So I apologize for that, by the way. We meant to have it out earlier. And then Florida happened with power outages and internet outages.
We love living here.
Yes. So we had our first game. And we'll save MPV. MPVs.
Yeah.
Most player valuables.
The most player valuable right off the bat. I think everyone in the stadium agrees on who it was.
Yeah.
Ashley Orcus.
Oh, 100%. 100%.
Yeah. Oh my Orcus. She's incredible.
She's the only thing that kept us in that game, honestly. Yeah. Like I love our team, but she's got the arm and the arm and the feet. She got the everything.
All these one-on-one saves that it could have been way worse.
Yeah, it could have been a lot worse.
Yeah, the possession was lopsided. The shooting stats were lopsided. The passing stats were lopsided. But what matters was the final score, 1-1. So, you know, despite all that, you know, we had the pressure of playing in front of the home crowd, a lot more pressure on the home team in that situation than on Dallas. And they overcame the odds. Early injury to Jamona, that kind of screwed things up from the get-go. That was like the 19th, 20th minute, I want to say.
Yeah.
So there was a lot of things conspiring against us. Most notably Dallas, who are very good. But hey, to come back in your first game, dig down and get a point, I'm happy with it.
Yeah, no, I was happy with anything but a loss. A loss would have I would have been very, very sad. Yeah. So, I mean, there was a lot. Honestly, the way you put it after the game made everything click for me. It looked like they were playing a system, and then maybe when Carly got taken out, that whole system just went kaboom.
Yeah.
For whatever reason, they couldn't adapt the system to work. And they kept trying to play the system instead of play the game. Yeah. And I think that's a little bit what Dallas did differently, is they played the game instead of trying to maybe play a specific system.
Yeah,
maybe it was a system that worked really, really well. But either way, they just seemed a little like their passes connected more. They seemed like they gelled a little bit better.
Yeah, they had a lot of freedom, it looked like, and maybe that is the Dallas system. You know, let players play. But they looked comfortable and they looked confident, whereas at times we couldn't really string stuff together. And it was hard to find footing. You're setting the system up so that the players can play it. But when you're signing players, you know, the week before the game, when players aren't here because of visa stuff, when players are getting hurt, it's hard to get that system into play as much as you want to try. I mean, if we had our visa hindered players, the four Euros, I don't think we would have seen the academy kids come in. I think the game would have looked a lot different from the jump. But it's admirable to come back. I just fear how long we're going to have this feeling out gelling process. The more players we sign, the longer everything takes to get people here, injuries, this, that, the other thing. So I'm worried it's going to be that for a while. And if there's a team I want to play right now this week to kind of right the ship, it's DC.
Yeah, unfortunately, to put it that way. But yes, DC was looking a little rough around the edges. They did lose to North Carolina in their first game, 1-0. And North Carolina did look particularly on the offensive in that game. And DC just kind of looked like they were there.
Yeah. Yeah, there was some decent back and forth. They could, you know, they had the ball, but a lot of the offensive game plan for DC was, I guess we're going right into the preview. We're that excited. I guess a lot of it for DC was kind of look upfield to Jordan Bach on their talisman of a striker. And she got one really good look kind of late in the game that could have tied it. The volley was just a little bit wide. So I don't, you know, I don't want to say they're a nothing team. I don't want to say Carolina's going to win the league because they got a dub. But I do think Dallas is good, and this will be a good chance for us to figure out the identity against a team that's not going to press as hard, for sure.
Yes. So if we could press hard,
yeah,
that would be phenomenal. Because one, I think the two things I said the most or screamed the most was, one, who was that pass to?
Yep.
Because sometimes it looked like they were just kicking a ball to kick a ball. Like, yeah. I love our players, but, and I understand it was a pressure of a first game, a first professional game for a handful of players. It's also, you have a whole big supporters group came out. We had smoke, we had drums. There's a lot of pressure. I totally understand. Like, yeah. Again, I want to say that the 1-1 draw, phenomenal. Great. I love it. We got, I can't, the only thing I could ask for is a win, but like, I'll take it.
Yeah. Really.
But it was who was that pass going to? Shoot. I had another one.
I mean, you're right about that, though. It's a lot of
who was that pass going to? And then
it's not knowing where the other player is going to be. It's like, yeah. Oh, when I made that pass on my last team, somebody was there. It's like, well, you're on a new team. So,
yeah.
And I mean, I saw that a lot on the left side. You know, I can't put any blame on Edmonds because she did play a very good individual game. But she had just gotten there like that week. And it was obvious that they weren't really on the same page in that sort of section. So that'll get cleaned up.
Who was that pass to? Why are we not pressing?
Yeah.
Why are we just watching the ball go by?
Yeah. Yeah.
It's tough. It's a first game. Dallas was a tough opponent. Yeah. I am hoping we do see a little bit of an improvement against DC. We did sign a couple of players. We'll go through that in a minute to fill in, again, those visa issues, which we are not the only ones feeling. I remember seeing in the USL Discord today, Brooklyn still doesn't have a coach.
Yeah, because of visas. I mean,
because of visas, probably, most likely. I think they haven't officially said anything, right?
Dallas's coach wasn't in the country because of visas, but they still announced who they were. I can't remember, but they still announced them. They had the assistant out there. So not having your coach in country, like, isn't an excuse to not tell us who it is.
Yeah, it's a little weird. Like, just let us know and be like, hey, he's delayed, but he'll be here. Yeah. Or they'll be here, excuse me.
First non-binary professional soccer coach, you know? That'd be really cool.
Well, I'm sure it's not the first to be the first to open.
Yeah.
But yes.
Yeah. I mean, there was some good things. It kind of looked like we had two like way different identities on the left side and the right side of the pitch. The left side, we really want to use the speed of Ashley Clark, kind of string stuff together and, you know, get that long ball up to her. I know Hendricks hit a dime of a long diagonal pass kind of in the second half, and that found Clark, sprung her free, played it into Parker in the middle, and I think that was one of our most dangerous chances. We probably had two or three dangerous chances in the open run, but that's the game plan over on the left, is use Clark's speed to kind of unlock things and swerve it in, whereas the right side had a lot of attitude. Oh my god, they're mean over there.
They like to push and shove and pull.
Yeah. Listro, Timrak, Nacello, they were drawing fouls. They were fouling people. It totally opposite. The hold-up play.
I feel like we were playing maybe down to Dallas a little bit because I feel like they started it and then we started doing it more. Like,
yeah. Amber Brooks
kind of even the play, but ugh.
Real physical. She hurt. I mean, she didn't do it on purpose. It's whatever, but she hurt Carly. Yeah. But yeah, I mean, I got to give credit to Nacella too for her hold-up play. Had to be the best on the team in terms of playing with her back to goal. Didn't get a lot of chances to do it closer to goal, but drew a lot of fouls kind of in the center part of the field. And it looked like she really got under people's skin, which is something she does. So, yeah, you can see there's ideas there. There's a system in place. There's something that we do want to do. It's just a matter of kind of connecting the dots from the back line to the midfield and the midfield forward. And that again, that'll come. But I want it to come soon.
Yes, yes. Lots of good little things. They just, once they finally get pieced together, it'll be phenomenal.
Yeah, yeah. And I really liked Clark. She really was a standout. Didn't get too many chances. But a big part of her game was tracking way far back defensively to the corner. I think those wing backs are going to be asked to not really, they're going to be asked to play the sideline, not, you know, a spot on the field. You either play way far up on the sideline or way far back on the sideline. You don't really got to drift in too much. And that's something cool. I always like to see that in the team. So thanks, Denise. Appreciate it.
Also, shout out to Denise's like power pink vest she had going on. That was a fit. Like, that was a fit.
Yeah.
I loved it. I love it. Yeah.
She looks great.
Oh, yeah. I'm here for it. So, other things that looked great, the stadium.
Yes.
Stadium looked very, very nice, except for the scoreboard. But we did see some pictures that people have taken as they've driven by. And we should have a very nice scoreboard, it looks like, soon. I don't know the supporter section will be able to see it, but that's okay.
Like maybe we'll kind of crane and look at it. Yeah. It's better than not knowing, which is how I felt for, you know, big parts of the match.
We can get, so here's what we'll do. We'll get a selfie stick and we'll put a camera on the selfie stick and we'll hold it out with the rear camera so that we can see it. There we go.
Modern problems require modern solutions, right?
I am a genius. Thank you.
Thanks, Liz.
Yeah. No, I doubt they even allow those in, honestly.
Yeah. No, we'll just get a mirror on a pole, and then we can use to blind the other team, too.
Ooh.
Mm-hmm. We don't need laser pointers. We use the sun.
We will use the sun. I'm so sorry. So, listeners, hopefully Eureka can turn that down so that it's not piercing. I apologize. Apparently, that's a thing I do. And I'm not even joking. My mic volume is turned down to like a quarter of what it's supposed to be already.
Hey, it's early in the season. We're rookie podcasters, all right?
Yeah, it's true.
Call me Ella Martinez the way I'm just having fun out there.
It was good.
Thanks.
Other things that were good. The stadium overall, like we said, we liked it. It is a bummer that there's not seat backs on both sides. That was pointed out to me and I was like, oh, well, okay. That's annoying. Yeah. The supporter section is possibly the hottest place on the earth, at any given time, I'm pretty sure.
Maybe the universe.
Because it just beats down on you.
Yeah. It's cool being that close to the field, but man, you can feel it coming off the turf. You can feel it coming off the sky.
We are not only close to the sun, we are close to the sun.
This is too easy. This is too easy.
Yeah, this is good. I did not eat anything that whole day because I was too much nerves and everything. So I did not eat. You had a hot dog, apparently. That was good. I heard that the wrap place was very, very good from one of my friends, and I think it was under $10. So I love anything that's a meal under $10, quite frankly.
Yeah. Yeah, I forced out a hot dog. Shout out Diggity Dogs. It was really good. I was dying, so it took me a little bit to eat it. I know my boy JD inhaled his in about 2 seconds, so it's a testament to how good they are. But yeah, I was looking at the salads and the wraps because that's probably, like, refreshing.
Yeah. No, but someone said it was like just genuinely really good, and they're like not super duper into health food, so that's something.
Okay, yeah, we'll do a little concession review after every game, I'm sure.
Yeah, we'll have to actually try something tomorrow. Yeah. Hopefully, the lines will be better, there will be much more water. Yes. I did include this in my survey that I am eternally grateful that they allow you to bring in an empty cup. That is great. Not a lot of places let you do that, especially in Florida. Which is kind of insane. Yeah. Like I couldn't bring a cup into the Eras tour and I wanted to die. It was April. it was April at Raymond James. It was awful. So yeah. I am very happy that you can bring a cup in. However, there was just the one water station. I am hoping that they will have like something like music festivals have, where it's just the big tank with a bunch of spigots or something. Or even just, it was just a little strange. Like they didn't even have people walking around with like water or anything. Like they do like at the Rowdies games or like any random sporting event, you have people with giant, you know, cooler things full
beer
of
guy, cotton candy, something.
So that was kind of strange that we didn't have that. I don't know if that was just like they didn't have the staffing, they didn't remember that that's a thing. I don't know.
I was drinking that sink water all game, so it's better than nothing.
Yeah, I don't think it's that different than what's coming out of the water.
Really not.
No,
I mean, I'm a man of low standards.
You can't be too good to drink sink water. Come on.
Yeah, come on.
So yes, I love how you say it's so hot. I never want us to play an August home game again.
Yeah.
And then we're doing it again.
Yeah, I can't wait.
Yeah, Lord knows I will be drinking a crap ton, like a whole water bottle tonight.
Yeah. Just I started now. It. Oh my God, literally, USL Super League. Amanda Vandevoort, our close personal friend of the podcast.
Oh my God. Yeah. I forgot about that. There's so many things happened.
Please. Yeah, we did that. But Amanda, Brooklyn and Spokane and Lexington play in August, and Fort Lauderdale and us, we can wait till September. I will be fine with that next year. I really will.
Yes. Amanda Vandevoort, friend of the pod, who also came in and drummed with the heat wave.
He drummed when we scored.
I'm not unconvinced she wasn't a lucky charm.
Yeah. Yeah. That's oh my God. That's too cool. That is history book kind of. Where were you when the first goal scored? Oh, if you're the league president, you were right there with the supporters group.
Yeah. Wearing a scarf.
Yes. The scarf, the drum, the team color on the floral print. Oh my God.
She nailed it. That outfit was phenomenal.
She's great.
Yeah, that was so cool. Honestly, the whole game was great. Everybody in the stands was here for it. The whole stadium just erupted when we got that goal.
Yeah, 5,400 people. Tons of people I haven't seen at Rowdy's game, which is good because it means you get that new crowd. You're getting more people into soccer, into women's soccer, and into Tampa soccer. I mean, should we really be hat tipping the heat wave to seeing as like we are at the heat wave too? But hey, we sounded good. We had a lot of chance. We kept the energy going.
Yeah.
Don't want to toot our own horns too much, but it wasn't just us. So shouts out everybody else doing that. It sounded great.
Yeah, no, for sure. What?
I'm just happy about us, but we killed it. But hey. Who else in the league is doing it like we are? You know?
Honestly.
I didn't hear it out of Carolina or Spokane. That's a call out right there.
Yeah. I think the North Carolina game, God bless them. I think they had like five dudes on drums.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like, I love them. That's great. But like, look at us. We got a whole section. We got scarves.
Hey, it's just different. It means something more. Yeah.
Or you just have a crazy person with a credit card. I don't know. It's fine.
That helps.
Yeah. Speaking of crazy people with credit cards, we made some new signings.
That's a transition.
That's a transition.
Bam. We're learning on the fly.
Oh, yeah.
New signings. Let's start with the loan, right? Mm-hmm. They're both defenders, right? Yeah, they're both defenders. The loanee, Talia Stouty. 23-year-old rookie. She is on loan from the North Carolina Courage, just like Julia Dorsey, who we saw play with Dallas. She was drafted 24th overall in this year's NWSL draft, which they're not going to do anymore, which is cool. Little side detour, but good job, NWSL. You learned a lot from the Super League.
Yep.
She's 24th overall, which... second round, but it was the first pick Carolina had. She played 103 games for Virginia, the Cavaliers. Second ever for the Cavaliers in games played and in minutes played. Real solid player. Great at set-piece target. Gets on the end of balls a lot. which as a defender, I like the sound of, because we did have some issues with aerial duels. So if she can get up there and win those in the defensive end and put her head on some crosses on the offensive end, I think that'll alleviate a lot of pressure on everybody else. So I like her. You got any feelings about Talia?
I hope she can score goals.
Hey, you heard it here.
She's a defender, so I hope she can pass. I hope she can make great assists.
Yeah, no, I watched a lot of her scoring off of corner kicks from Virginia. So she knows how to get up there. And I'm sure a lot of that is playing 103 games for the same team, and you learn, you know, the corner kick plays. Yeah. But if you can jump, you can jump. That doesn't change. Yeah. And she got ups. She got ups. All right. Yeah, and the other one just signed, what, today? Yesterday?
Yeah. Today.
Well, I guess today. Yesterday if you're watching this.
Yes.
Or 2 days ago if you're watching this on Sunday for some reason. We signed Paige Almendariz. Liz, bail me out.
Almendariz. You're asking the whiter person how to pronounce this.
We signed Paige. She's a 26-year-old from Sacramento. Comes out of UNLV, but not directly. She's a left back. She came directly from Benfica in Portugal, the best women's team in Portugal. And you know how I know that? It's because they won all four domestic trophies last season. So, you know, the Super Cup, the regular cup, the league, and I guess they have a secret fourth one that I wish I knew. But wow, to win four trophies, that's, you know, you're undoubtedly the best team in the country. And not only that, but they made it all the way to the UEFA Champions League quarterfinals, where they end up losing to Olympique Lyon, Stephanie Lassomer, and, you know, it's a decent little club, I guess.
Yeah, you know, Olympique Lyon, yes. Yeah. Small peanuts over there.
Right. So, I mean, she knows how to win. She's in that left back spot, which was an interesting area for us. She can play left forward too. I saw Benfica use her up top in the early qualifying rounds. So she's going to be an interesting addition. Good, strong defender, good pedigree, good knowledge of the game. And she chose to play professional soccer instead of being a professional ballerina. Cause she could have done that too, I guess. Two of her sisters are ballerinas. So that's fun, you know, best dancer on the team, I guess.
We will have to see if they do some kind of dance competition, because that does sound funny.
I hope they do. We'll get Yuki to organize it.
Honestly.
I'm sure she'd have a blast with it. So any thoughts on Paige, Liz? What do you think?
I admit I did not do a lot of research, but I do like that she's been with a team that won a whole bunch of competitions in 1 year, because that's really cool. That just shows a good mentality. And also, like you said, if you're the best at anything, it doesn't really matter what level, you're the best at something.
Yeah, we'll take it. Yeah. One of the best ballerinas in California at one point, so that's something too. I'm not making fun of it. I think it's really cool.
No, absolutely. Probably. I wonder if that makes her lighter on her feet.
Yeah. I mean, she's probably agile as hell.
Yeah, which maybe is why she's a forward, too.
Yeah, yeah.
Maybe she's like a backup forward.
Yeah, anywhere along the left, it looked like, you know?
Yeah.
So that's good. I don't know. Who do we have up top? Well, we had Clark. We just had the one Parker as the striker.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, we had Nocello, too.
Yeah, well, she was kind of doing a – hold on, I got the lineups here. Nocello – was on that right sort of midfield side, playing sort of opposite. Let me see here. We changed a lot through the game. Yeah.
Yeah, we did.
Clark left midfield, kind of attacker. Nocello right midfield attacker. That Jamona thing really screwed stuff up. But yeah, we got the kids into the game too late, which I like. I got to shout out Aaliyah Pitts too. Active on Twitter, which is always fun. But man, she got out there and she just started running everywhere. She did not stop running. Probably she subbed in the 85th minute and she was just all over the back line causing problems. She had a really good cut inside from the right side and take a shot. Got blocked, but man, you love to see an academy player with the confidence to just dribble around some people and take a rip. So she was cool to see. And I also like when Sydney Nocello told her, get to the wing at the very end of the game because I want a couple runs up top. Again, love the confidence, Sid. So it's an interesting look. I did like Hendricks a lot. Soale, again, everywhere, all the time. And then she switched out wide to the right side later in the game, and Listor took over that midfield spot, which is good. You like to see a veteran be kind of versatile. So, you know, a lot to grow on.
Mm-hmm. And we are one of two games this weekend. So if you're listening to this the day it comes out, we have a game today. And then there's also a game Sunday, August 25th, Carolina versus Lexington. So that will be interesting. That it will be Lexington's first game, Carolina's second. Carolina has like a billion. They have like what? They have four games in 4 weeks. That's rough.
Yeah. Yeah. They got more than anybody else. They come out of the gate hot. Is that at Lexington? Are they opening their stadium?
No.
Okay.
No, that's at Carolina as
that's
well.
That's still a little ways off then. All right.
Yeah.
So that'll be interesting to see. I mean, every game, new league, interesting. But, like, what is Lexington going to be is a big question for me.
Yeah, and also, what is their – if they're going to – no, Lexington, South Carolina. Oh, they might have – oh, they might have traveling fans. Yeah, that'd be cool. Oh, wait.
Yeah. Lexington. There's, like, 12
I saw SD, and I was like, South Carolina, not sporting club. Yeah. I am soccer person. Can you
really
tell?
Really good search engine optimization.
Can you tell I am very good soccer person?
Hey, you knew that game was happening.
I did. Well, FOTMob did.
Okay. Don't peel the curtain back too much.
I can imagine the people who are listening, like, Lizzie, what are you, Lexington, what?
Yeah. No, there's Massachusetts has got a Lexington, you know, Lexington and Concord.
That's fair. Yeah.
Yep. Shout out Paul Revere.
So kind of a light week. There's only two games again, which is kind of sucko, but we do only have 8 teams. So I think they're trying to space things out. And I'm sure scheduling was not the easiest. It'll be easier as the years go by, because they'll have more set in stone stuff and they can, teams will move into their own stadiums. I won't have to deal with high school stuff like that. But I am happy that there's any soccer on at all. There's also NWSL, which is also great to watch. So don't ever rule out any kind of WOSO because it's all good in my opinion.
Yeah. Yeah. I was watching the Chelsea-Gotham game the other day. That was really fun. That was the game that Kelly O'Hara got signed to like a 1-day contract.
Yeah.
And then like failed the physical the same day. It was like, ah, never mind. So, man, she gave us hope for a little bit.
She passed the TST physical, but not the NWSL physical.
Exactly, yeah.
Which it's still insane because you know she's fit as shit.
Yeah, yeah. I don't know. Yeah. I hope she's fine. You know, man.
All right. So score predictions for this next game against DC. I still haven't come up with anything. I'm gonna hope for just a 1-0 win.
Okay. Yeah. I don't see DC getting past Ashley Orcus. I think she keeps a clean sheet this time. You know, defense has got an extra week. Maybe we got, you know, the reinforcement Stouty, Almendarez come in, lift things up a little bit, change the pace. But I think Orcus is too good. When DC's basically got one threat, I think that's going to make game planning a lot easier on the set pieces and in the run of play. I'm not too worried about us tracking the ball with the way our wingbacks can come back and help. I got us winning 2-0. I think it starts clicking and we figure it out. I think Parker gets her first goal and I don't know where the second one comes from, but Parker gets a goal probably on the end of a cross from Clark, I'd say.
Okay, I like it. We'll have to see if that happens. And super producer Eureka has a 2-1 win. He does not believe in Ashley Orcus, and we will shun him for this. Mm-hmm.
We will not forget, Eureka. You do not believe.
Yep.
He can't defend himself, so he's not here right now.
Nope. Yeah, he can't.
Yeah. Cats in the way, the mice are going to play.
We're unsupervised.
We're eating ice cream with a handful right now.
Yep.
Oh, he's back. Oh, no, we got caught red-handed.
Well,
so, yeah, we did it, right?
Yeah, we did. All right, so that wraps it up. Wasn't the most exciting, but it's still exciting because we had a game. But, like, I wish the game had gone a little better, but we'll take what we get. It'll be good. I bet this next game will be much, much better.
Yeah.
All right. That about does it for us. Thank you so much. Again, like, subscribe, follow all the places in the Twitters and the Facebooks and especially the Instagrams. The Instagram seems to be the place that we post the most and you can see us.
Yes.
But make sure you also YouTube, leave us a comment. Tell us who your player of the match was and how you think we're going to do with this next game. If you get to it in time, again, we will try and make sure that internet works better next week. Thank you.
Thank you for tuning into this presentation by RBLR Sports. On your way out of the stadium, please remember to like and subscribe.